From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Thursday, March 16th. Clouds will be on the increase today, but it will be warmer. Look for high near 48. Tomorrow, we could reach temperatures as high as 60. A small earthquake rattled part of the region early this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey says a 2.3 magnitude quake occurred just east of Bardwell, Kentucky, at a depth of about 5 miles. There have been no reports of any damage. Carbondale Police is offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of a Carbondale man wanted for murder. Police announced the reward yesterday for 22-year-old Jarrell Pullen. He's accused of shooting 19-year-old Javon Trott of Johnston City. The shooting occurred early in the evening of March 9th in the 400 block of East Willow Street, across from the Irma Hayes Center. Police say Pullen is to be considered armed and dangerous. Police are encouraging him to turn himself in. Anyone with information is urged to contact Carbondale Police or call the Crime Stoppers line at 549-COPS. University of Illinois President Timothy Colleen goes to Springfield today to promote his Invest in Illinoisans proposal. The financial aid program would provide $170 million in financial aid each year for 5 years to Illinois high school graduates who stay in the state and attend the U of I. But Colleen says the plan won't work unless lawmakers restore state funding for public universities.
Of course, if we don't get that state funding, which is certainly not present today, we're not going to be able to deliver on all of the promises on our side of the compact. But if we do, we will. And it's a very, I think, serious commitment to families in Illinois.
Scholarships and university fundraising efforts would also help pay for the plan. Illinois lawmakers are advancing a proposal meant to make it easier for transgender individuals to change their birth certificates. Daisy Contreras has more.
Many high school students worry about standardized tests, financial aid, and college applications. But for Springfield High School senior Grayson Alexander, there's an added level of complexity.
To apply for financial aid, I spent a good 10 hours researching which gender I needed to put on. Did I need to put what's on my birth certificate, or do I need to put what's on my Social Security?
For 50 years, Illinois has let people change gender markers on birth certificates, but current law says that can only be done with proof of sex change surgery. Legislation to remove that requirement was approved in a House committee on a vote of 7-4, with Democrats voting in favor and Republicans opposed. I'm Daisy Contreras.
Democratic state senators yesterday rejected a push by Republicans to give Governor Bruce Rauner extraordinary budget powers. The request would have let Rauner cut spending across government with only elementary education and debt payments off limits. At a hearing, Democratic Senator Don Harmon pushed Rauner's budget director, Scott Harry, to say just what the governor planned to cut.
If we were to give you this power today, what cuts would you make? You tell me you don't have any cuts that you would make. Doesn't it make sense to come to us with a list of cuts you would make unilaterally if given the power to do so?
The list does not exist.
The hearing came a week after numerous Rauner agency directors also refused to answer questions about what they would cut. Democrats rejected the proposal. The administration says it's deeply disappointed. A new poll by the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute shows that Illinois voters disapprove of the job that Governor Bruce Rauner and House Speaker Mike Madigan are doing. The poll of 1,000 registered voters shows 58% are not happy with the performance of the Republican governor and 61% are not happy with the Democratic speaker. The poll conducted between March 4th and March 11th has a margin of error of 3.1%. A military museum in Vincennes is set to start an expansion project after being approved for a $250,000 state grant. Indiana Military Museum expansion will start this spring and will provide additional space for its collection of military equipment and aircraft dating back to World War I. And an Illinois scientist turned congressman wants to designate March 14th as National Pie Day. That's pie as in the number and not the dessert. Democratic Congressman Bill Foster of Naperville introduced a resolution yesterday in the U.S. House. The former physicist says Pi Day would help engage students in fun activities that explore the exciting side of math and science. Just in case your math skills are a little rusty, pi starts with 3.14 and is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. Recapping the forecast for today, we'll see clouds on the increase, but it will be warmer. We'll see a high around 48. Winds will be out of the south, southeast at 6 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance we might see some overnight rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 41. Tomorrow, might want to keep the umbrella handy, but the good news is cloudy skies, high near 60. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.